It's Powerback time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. If you didn't tune into Tuesday's episode, I highly recommend that you pause this, go back, and listen to that first. We had our first guest on the show, Heather Tidings of Own Your Evolution, and we talked a lot about the mental space, high-functioning, anxious, no boundaries, just kind of running through life, feeling like a chicken with your head cut off, and some things that you can implement to create a more healthy mental space for you and your business. A lot of what we talked about was protecting your energy and setting boundaries and really helping to identify when it is that you feel like you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious and what's going on. Just being able to pause in the moment and recognize that your energy is depleted and how do you get that back? Well, the very first thing to do is to recognize and try to prevent it from being taken from you in the first place. Yes, life and scenarios and things come up that just naturally are going to take your energy down. But on a day-to-day basis, your energy should not be shifted and pulled from all different directions and circumstances. Someone else's mood, something that someone's got going on, a meme that someone posted on Facebook that now you're all bent out of shape on. You know, how many times a day are you giving your energy away? This week, I want you to take your power back by protecting your energy. Well, how in the hell do you do that, right? When you've got so many things going on around you. The very first thing to do is just to be aware of your emotions. Are you reacting to a scenario or are you responding to a scenario? And the biggest difference there is when you're reacting, you're not taking time to think or feel. If someone says something and it pisses you off, then you're just immediately reacting. You're snapping back at them. You're grumbling about something that they said that they would do but didn't. So now you're going to throw it back at them. Versus responding is taking a second, breathing, really thinking about the situation, and then giving a positive and constructive response to it. You can also take your power back by being selective with who you share your time with. We all know that there are the people in our lives that just drain and deplete all of our energy. And then there are the people that just fill our tank and help remind us of our higher selves or just create a space where we can literally just smile and have fun. You can protect your energy by creating boundaries and timelines of how long, if at all, that you'll be spending time with those people that don't fill your tank. Just because you know them through some capacity of your life doesn't mean that you owe your time to them. You don't have to be rude or mean. You can just simply set your own boundaries, and sometimes those are spoken, and sometimes they're not. But at the end of the day, you have to be the one that decides who you are spending the majority of your time with. Another way to protect your energy is to not talk about your ideas too soon. So a lot of the times when you have a brand new idea, your sparks go off, you're super excited, you're skipping around, you're like, oh my gosh, we're going to conquer the world, which is an incredible feeling, right? And you are on this enormous high and you go running to someone and you're like, oh my gosh, listen to this. First of all, if they're not the right person, they're not going to contribute to your energy. They're going to deplete it. They're maybe not going to understand. They're not going to know what's going on. And they may kind of knock you off your energy throne. You can most certainly have that core group of people that you turn to when you're brainstorming, when you're going through things, but I want you to be really selective of that because that's another way to protect your energy is to share your ideas with the right people. At the end of these conversations, you're going to feel more excited, more enlightened. You're going to have a little bit more developed thought and concept towards something. If I verbalized every idea I ever had, one, everyone would think I was batshit crazy, and two, a lot of those don't come to life, right? And that's okay. Actually, every idea gets us one step closer to the right idea. But you can protect that excited, I'm about to conquer the world and do something big energy by one, sharing it with the right people, and two, allow it to marinate in yourself a little bit longer. You can also protect your energy by not absorbing other people's energy. Now, that is particularly hard. I can speak from the heart from this. I am an empath inside and out, so I feel everything. But just because someone else is having a bad day doesn't mean that you have to absorb that and turn your good day into a bad day. You don't have to feel bad for feeling good when someone else is feeling bad. You can actually be an advocate to help that person through something or to maybe help them see something from a different perspective. But what you don't want to do is absorb those things and take them home with you. A great way to do this is just to remind yourself that that's not your battle to fight. You have your own. But you most certainly can give a shield, a sword, or some other armor to that person to help them through their journey. So give them that shield and give them the words that you need to. And then I want you to consciously tell yourself, I send them love and encouragement, and I do not need to absorb this and take it home with me. There's 1,000 other ways that I could guide you in protecting your energy, but the most important thing to remember, guys, is you have to be aware of your energy to even know when and where you need to protect it. And almost always at the root are the people that you surround yourselves with. Next Tuesday on the Gutsy Podcast, I'm going to ask you the question, do you know who your perfect client is? Identifying who your target audience is. These are the sweet spot clients, the ones that just make you like, if I could replicate this person, business would be amazing. We're going to dig into the depths of your brand a little bit more so you can start to identify who those clients are and how to even recognize who they are in the first place. Until then, follow the Gutsy Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and let's get social. Let's talk on Instagram at @ThatLauraAura. I absolutely love sharing these stories and insights and experiences with you. See you next time.